Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This podcast is about sex. If you're faint-hearted or easily offended, you might not want to listen, but you should. Join me, Tracy Cox, and Kelsey Chittick as we share honest and real sex advice on this award-winning podcast.
Tracy is an international sex educator and author of lots of books about sex and relationships.
Kelsey is a podcaster, comedian, and author who is getting out of her comfort zone both in the bedroom and in these conversations.
Each week, we answer three anonymous sex and relationship questions sent in by you, our listeners. And nothing is off limits. Here's Sex Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Sex Talks with Tracy. We are glad you're here. Welcome to spring. And today we've got some good questions for you that hopefully will make your spring and summer hot in bed. How are you doing, Tracy?
I'm all right. I'm red hot. Red hot.
Red hot.
Very hot. I mean, with the hot theme.
Yeah. This is the time of year where sex gets good. You're getting sun. There's joy. There's hope. Hope for a better day. Hope for a better sex life. All right. Let's see how we can help this first person.
Okay.
First question. I feel like your inbox for this podcast is full of questions like mine. I've been married for 26 years and our sex life quietly died about 10 years ago. I've been listening to you both and I know this is normal. What I want to find out is if my wife misses our sex or if she's just happy not having it. We're best friends. We still sleep naked. We just never initiate sex. We've never talked about sex before, even though we both enjoyed it in the past. How do I start the conversation after all this time?
He's right. The inbox is filled with questions like this. And I think, first of all, I think they sound like a very happy couple. And you know, there are tons and tons of stats to reassure you that this is indeed normal. There's a book called The Normal Bar. Have you heard of that? It's
no.
Really big in America. All right. It's about, it's a US research book, and it's based on 70,000 couples. And it's really good. If you want it, it's all about a bar to measure whether your behavior is usual or not. So 70,000 of these people included 8,240 50 pluses. And of those, 33% said they rarely or never have sex. Quarter of those said they're extremely happy. And this is something that's echoed time and time again. And how this usually happens is that over time, you know, we talk a lot about desensitization, but what happens is something happens to give sex a pause. One person's generally more interested than the other. The person who's more interested tends to, you know, make some sort of advance. And unless the other person seems really enthusiastic, they're kind of like, oh, well, bloody hell, I can't be bothered either. Then they go off and find a substitute. Now, that might be porn, it might be an affair, but more often than not, it's grandkids, it's a hobby, it's the gym, it's bloody gardening or something like that. And then the couple just get into a habit where they just don't have sex. And this is obviously what's happened to you too. I don't think there's any great problem, though I do think one question you do need to ask, and I will tell you how to ask it, is penetration painful for her? Because most women over the age of 50 stop sex for that reason. Penetration becomes painful. They feel embarrassed. They don't want to talk about it. So they just sort of say, oh, you know, I'm not really interested anymore. But it's because sex is painful. That's generally the question. Now, you could chat. Or you could use body language. Because if they're sleeping naked, and I bet you were going to say this, Kelsey, I'm stealing your line before you get in there. If you're sleeping naked, instead of having the big chat, you could just initiate some non-sexual stroking, maybe just do a few kisses that last a bit longer and see how that goes. Because do you respond well as a couple to direct conversations, or are you better at subtlety? So you could do the whole try that and then maybe try tongue kissing, maybe take a, you know, touch her breasts and do it that way. But if you did want to have a chat about it, the one mistake that most couples make is that they think the chat has to be done all at once, right? Which freaks the other person out, because you've been thinking about this. Your wife might not have been thinking about this. She's probably been thinking about a million other things. So you've got everything prepared. But if you haven't had sex for a long time and suddenly your partner says to you, hey, we haven't had sex for ages, let's talk about it, you're thrown into this sort of shock a bit, like, oh, shit, okay, we're going to talk about that. And you have to get used to it. So what I would suggest is, number one, to start with flattery. So if you think back to when you had great sex with your wife, say you were on holidays in Mallorca and she had a great green dress on, the next time she wears something green, you say, you know, God, you look really good in that. God, you know, that reminds me of what you wore that night in Mallorca. Remember when we did all this, we had these great sex, you know, and just see what her reaction is. I miss our sex. You know, do you ever miss our sex? Little conversation. If she runs with it, great, leave it. Next conversation. Do you miss having sex? You know, we were talking about the other day. Do you ever miss it? What do you miss about it? You know, just little tiny conversations. She, in the meantime, will be thinking, and then keep going with it. Talk about maybe, you could talk about any medical issues, talk about the fact that you haven't been able to get an erection as much, and then say, you know, how about we get back into the habit? Are you interested in exploring that? Is now a good time to talk? So it's lots of little conversations that aren't threatening, that are just very much, I miss it, I love you, you're still hot, maybe we could re-explore this. But it doesn't have to be done with a conversation. It could be done, especially if you're a couple who sleep naked, could be done with just reintroducing touch.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I feel like you're, two things. I feel like you said, the naked sleeping, you're way ahead of the game, buddy. Because most people who don't want to have sex at all put on sweatpants and a sweatshirt, just like a barrier. So I think, first of all, if you guys are next to each other and you're naked, God bless, you've got hope. I think maybe you don't have to say anything. And I don't know how you know that you guys don't want to have sex or that she's not interested in sex, except that you guys haven't done it. But maybe because you all don't talk about it, she might think you're not interested. Mm. So really, you're making a bunch of assumptions right now that we're not sure of, because sometimes we just do what we've always done, and to do something new takes a little bit of effort, and maybe neither one of you knows how to start. It might be that she wonders why you never touch her, even though she lays there naked every night. So I would start by making a move with your hand, old school, and just pulling her closer and just laying next to her and just maybe just holding her. I mean, I'm a big person who values being held and like feeling the pressure of a man holding you and actually feeling like you are safe. And then, as opposed to just, you know, sticking your hand somewhere and trying to get things started right away, like just give her physical touch. Maybe it doesn't have to be sex yet. Maybe it doesn't have to be kissing yet. Just pull her close. That's what I would do. See what happens to her, if she can relax, if her body can relax. And then you can maybe move slowly from that. I also think that, you know, I don't know that your sex life, I don't know that our sex life dies. I think it just, other things come up, or we value sleep more, or we value the friendship more, and we just don't have the hormones flying through it. We've already had our kids. So I don't think it died. I just think it wasn't prioritized. And maybe as you get older, you can find a different way to connect. It might not be, you know, humping her for an hour. It might just be laying naked with her and kissing her. It can be different as we get older. So first of all, I think you're a great guy. I think that you're very kind about it. And you're still best friends, so there's hope there. You just have to kind of think. I always tell people this, and I mean, this is how I felt in my marriage, that you're like family. So you have to find a way to switch out of this brother, sister, family, best friend spot. And of course, you know, if you've listened to this, I like to start with music and darkness, because sometimes you just don't want to see your best friend or the father of your kids. You want it to be someone else. So a little music,
fantasize, yeah,
a candle, and and just try something slowly. It doesn't have to be sex.
And think about what she used to like when you did have sex, because you both enjoyed it. What did she used to like? And sort of maybe start moving towards that if you get past the non-sexual stroking and all that sort of stuff, unless you want to, or you start talking and do it that way, you know, maybe baby step it towards her. Like if she was a great fan of oral sex, do that. If she liked your hands, do that. If she was somebody who liked role play, do, you know, maybe that's probably a bit too far all at once, but just sort of, just maybe she liked having sex in unusual places. You could sort of whisper in her ear when you're in a place and say, God, remember in the days when we used to have sex here? Like, just recollect those memories, hark back to the times when you were having great sex, and just sort of become a bit nostalgic about it. I think all that will work. We want you to report back, please.
Yeah, and one other thing I was going to say, if you've never talked about sex in the past, it'll be interesting how it used to start. So I would just wonder, if you've never talked about it, this is like a whole new thing for you guys. So I wouldn't talk about it. I would just start doing something and see where it goes. I would, if I could talk to you, I'd want to know why you think she's not into it. Because does it mean that when you go to initiate, she moves your hand or something? So,
Anyway. Like who used to initiate?
Exactly. So,
interesting. Yeah.
If you don't mind, we would like you to keep a journal of all these things and then we'll help you right back in. But good luck. You sound like a great guy. And I hope you guys start doing wild things 26 years later. Mm. Okay. Next question.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
I'm a 36-year-old man, and I have just gone through a particularly nasty breakup with my girlfriend of 10 years. I'm not interested in having another relationship for a long time, if ever, but I do miss sex. I have a group of close friends, and one of them has intimated. See, and I need to go back to school. Has intimated she'd be up for a friends with benefits arrangement. Seems like a good idea to me. What do you think? Well, I'll start. I think it sounds lovely.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm up for that in my experiences, for sure. For sure. I mean, I'll just start then. I think you need some space from being in a committed relationship. You want to have some fun, but you've been in a committed relationship, so you don't want to be with some rando that's off the streets. You want someone that you like, and you want to feel safe, but also try something new. As long as this person isn't your ex-girlfriend's best friend, I say, roll away, buddy. Do your thing. Get in bed. Try something new.
See, I think I'm definitely all for best friends. I'm friends with benefits, but I don't think it works with close friends. Mm-hmm. So, and there are reasons why. It's because usually, see, friends with benefits, often it's a bit of a strange term, because often the friends with benefits that we have aren't really friends. They are F buddies. Let's face it. Mm. They're fuck buddies.
Can't wait
and
to
the
find
reason, that. Yeah. The reason why it doesn't work is that often, like he's known this girl for ages. She might have a secret agenda and have always fancied him. And things change once you start having sex and you start to think, God, we're great friends. We're lovers. You know, why aren't we going out? And if you both look at each other and go, wow, we are going to have a relationship now, that's great. But if it doesn't happen, and it's often the female who decides that she wants more because of the bonding, chemicals in us and the fact that we can't separate sex from love as well, it's often her. So you could lose a friend. You could easily lose a friend. And it's because she's in the friendship group, it's kind of awkward. So I've had friends with benefits. And then it's all well and good when you're both happy in there. But if one of you suddenly goes, you know what, I prefer we just go back to being friends now, you know, it gets a bit awkward. If one of you meets somebody early and they say, look, I want to stop it now. And it's all a bit like, oh, okay. And it can be awkward and people get hurt. So it could cause problems in the friendship group. You know, people will say, you know, see her hurt or you hurt. But most of all, I think it will confuse him. because he's all vulnerable and he says, you know, I'm not interested in a relationship, no way. But, you know, you're going to have a friend who you get on with really well. You're going to be having sex. You're going to think to yourself, well, you know, why not? You know, I'm going to fall. You might fall for her very quickly. But how do you know it's real or rebound? You don't know. And I just wonder if you really are struggling, which it sounds like you are, I think definitely have friends with benefits, but not with a friend. Find somebody, he's 36 years old. He's a single guy. God, the world's his oyster.
True.
Get on the dating apps. Get on the dating apps.
Don't. Do not listen to her. I know she's an expert.
Get on the dating apps until you find one person and then have your casual sex thing with one person. Just make it clear to everybody that you are just out for sex at this point. So definitely have the friends with benefits, but just not quite a close friend. Or even it was a close friend combined with the friendship group. If she was a close friend that wasn't in his main friendship group, then I wouldn't be as worried, but it just seems a little bit too close to home and everybody's going to know about it. And
I guess, I mean, Tracy and I are going to be different on this one. So you get to choose. Okay. Tracy is an expert and I am not, but it'll be good because you'll have to check in and feel how you feel. I think it feels to me if you've been with someone, well, I have a couple questions that I want you to ask yourself. If you're 36 and you never married her after 10 years, I wonder if you are into monogamy or if you are into marriage or if you just stayed for a long time. There's a lot of questions around, you know, what kept you guys from going, you know, getting married when you met her at 26. Good.
Okay. She left him. It was a longer email, so I had to edit it. Sorry. So no, I knew that. You didn't know that. So she left him. So she was keen to get married.
Okay.
And stuff.
So you really cared about her and this is a hard spot. Yeah, I agree then. You've got some healing to do. I don't, maybe not a close friend, but I do understand if you are someone like me, I'm not as fun when it comes to sex and like, I'm not as loose as some other people. So I think for you, what you're trying to say is you want to have sex with somebody that you trust and know. And I totally get that. I have never understood how people don't do that, but I wish I could. I just have to know them to feel safe, then to be able to relax. So it sounds like you're looking for somebody that you trust, that you know cares about you. But I agree, if it's in a group of friends and you could end up losing this person, you don't want to lose another friend.
No.
Right when you just got broken up. But I like where your head's at. And so maybe your friend group has a friend that will have sex with you.
Yeah, something like that. So if she was a close friend, but not just someone 1 degree removed from the friend group, that would be great. Yeah. But then she's already offered herself up, hasn't she?
Listen, I believe Tracy's right, and I'd probably still have sex with the close friend. That's the way.
I'm not loose about sex. It's something like our grandparents would say, she's loose.
I'm not a slut like all of you listening. I'm not just going to wield myself around, taking whatever comes. No pun intended. Okay.
All right, last one.
All right, here we go. Hi, Tracy and Kelsey. I hope you can help me because I think I must be a terrible lover. My long-term boyfriend just broke up with me, and the main reason why was that he didn't enjoy having sex with me. He said I never once initiated sex and didn't ever seem to enjoy it. He knows I don't have much experience and I'm naturally shy, but said there was lots of other stuff as well, which he did not elaborate on. It stripped me of what little confidence I do have. How do you tell if you're in good in bed? What do I have to do to become good in bed?
First of all, don't you hate the ex? I hate the ex.
I hate him so much. First of all, what a jerk. And he's a loser anyway. So tell him we hate him. And we think he's awful in bed and we wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. Luther.
Yes, exactly. So my instinct is the same as yours. He doesn't sound very nice at all. And I think he's putting himself down to feel better. And I think so consider the source when somebody tells you you're bad in bed. And also if you are shy, it takes years and years to get confident, to become a confident lover. And, you know, if you didn't initiate, it sounds like he was way more experienced than you first up. And you don't get to be good at something until you've had practice. That's how it works. Now, as we know, which we've said many times, there is no such thing as a perfect lover because what Kelsey might like, country music and darkness, Tracy wouldn't like.
Me.
She wants, she does not want that. I don't want darkness and I do not want country music. Thank you very much. So, you know, when we say a good lover, we mean somebody who likes what we like. So there is no such thing. But there are some characteristics, though. People who masturbate are good lovers because there is a direct correlation between how often people masturbate, how many orgasms they have, and how much they enjoy sex. So I'm guessing you don't. I don't know why. I just think that you probably don't. So I would suggest getting a nice vibrator from my range and or learning with you to direct, you know, bring yourself to orgasm with your fingers and do more masturbation. I think people who've had a few long-term relationships know much more about sex than short-term relationships. So don't let anyone tell you it's the number of lovers. It's not. It's the amount of long-term relationships. It helps if you've got a really healthy sex drive, but it's actually preset generally, our sex drive. It's quite genetic and it, you know, it's become something, you know, it just means that you're going to be less curious and less eager if you have a lower sex drive, which this is Kelsey's favorite point. You don't judge success of the session by the number of orgasms or an orgasm. It is all about the journey. Enthusiastically giving oral sex is something that's always up the top of all these like weird surveys about what makes a great lover. Being open to trying new things, giving feedback and being happy to accept it, knowing what you want and how to ask for it. So really, to sum up, it's all about being willing to learn, being playful, being in the moment, enjoying giving as much as receiving, and giving lots of compliments and feedback. So all these things you can learn. A good lover isn't born, a good lover is made. And it sounds like you're at the beginning of your sexual journey, you know, not midway through. And so, you know, I think you're doing just fine. But choose your next partner carefully. Make sure it's somebody who doesn't, you know, who's very kind and generous and gives you lots of compliments.
Yeah, I agree with everything. And I think, you know, you might have some work to do on yourself so that you can speak to the people that you're with and tell them from the start, hey, this is hard for me. I know that's how I felt. I was married for a long, long time. And then I hit the, you know, single land at age 40. And it was really good because along the way, whenever I would meet people, I would hook up with people, I would explain that this is all new to me. I was 19 when I met my husband. And so at 40, there was so much I had to learn, but I really did think of it as a class. Like, I remember thinking, Kelsey, you know what? You're going to get better at this. You're going to learn how to let go. Like, there's some things we're naturally good at and some things we have to work at. So it sounds like for you, you can keep standing behind that you're naturally shy. But if you don't want to be naturally shy anymore, just decide that you're going to say to people, hey, I'm naturally shy in bed. How can I, you know, one of the things that helps me feel comfortable is what? For me, it's lights off, or for me, it's music, things that get me out of my head. So I'm not thinking, here I am naked, thrusting with a man in lights. You know, I need ambiance. So figure out what makes you feel comfortable. Yes, masturbate as much as you can. Make it a big thing for you because you'll start to understand what feels good. And then you will look forward to that happening. And then I think just don't let the confidence go away. You're just getting started. And
don't give that much power to this guy.
Yeah. And you'll know you're good in bed when you had fun in bed. This is what I think.
Yeah.
When you have enjoyed the experience and you've kind of blacked out a little bit and just have been in the moment, you'll know you're a good lover. Because remember, being in bed and being good at it is just a connection. People feel that they were both in something. They had a moment. It felt good. You felt connected.
They lost themselves.
You lost yourself. Lovely. Love to lose myself. Bye, everybody. Good night. That's what I like.
Yeah. Do you know what? I was listening to another podcast on the weekend and there was a really good line in it. And the woman said, you get what you tolerate. Mm. And I thought that's a very good way of putting what we all know, that if somebody, you know, takes advantage of you and they do it one time, say two, you know, three times, four times, the more you get away, you let people get away with things, the worse it's going to be. So with your next relationship, don't tolerate. Don't let people put you down. Don't let, you know, because I bet this guy said he broke up with you for this reason. I bet my apartment that this wasn't the first sexual insult he's given her.
Yeah, and it's a nice apartment. It's a nice apartment. So that's a big deal. She's giving you a lot.
You'd really want this apartment.
We believe in you. I know a lot of people, you can change this. This isn't about him. This is about you. Let go of that. Think of it as like, thank goodness I know this now and I've got work to do, and become a really awesome, sexually confident person. But you can do that on your own by just changing the way you think about things. Find out what you like, figure it out, and then ask for it. Mm. It's like going to church.
Yeah,
we're at church today. We're preaching to you. We're saying you can be whoever you want to be. Amen.
Yeah. That's right. Except minus the god, the sex god.
Minus the god. The sex god, exactly. All right. Wish you the best.
All right. Yes. Good luck, everybody. We really, really like feedback.
Yes.
We're curious and nosy.
Everyone go have great sex. Get wild. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Sex Talk. If you'd like your question answered on the show, send it to us at sextalkpod.com. So that's sextalkpod.com. You'll find info about my books, sex products, and more sex advice at tracycox.com. And that's Tracy with an E. My two sex toy ranges are sold online through lovehoney.com. Super Sex is for everyone, and Edge is designed for men who want to enhance their performance. If you like this podcast, please send it to your friends and rate and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.